Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Black Twitter. Happy Monday. I'm your host, Jeannie Lauren, as usual. And today I tweet for people who know the difference between auto-tune and a talkbox. Shout out to Bruno Mars. Oh, if you don't know the difference between auto-tune and a talkbox, just go Google it real quick. I'll be here when you get back, I promise. Speaking of Bruno Mars, I don't know about you, but I was listening to 24 Karat Magic the entire weekend, and I'm still not tired of it. Not even a little bit. And I'm not ashamed. I'm not even at the point where I'm ready to consider listening to songs that aren't 24 Karat Magic. Like, I'm hooked. I'm drowning and I don't want to be saved. Go on without me. Anywho, that's enough about my addiction. Did you watch the debate last night? Guess who didn't? This girl. I didn't even really log into Twitter for the tweets. I mean, I logged in and I saw y'all tweeting and I caught a couple of things, but for the most part, I missed all of it. From what I can tell, Trump is still a douche canoe paddling his way off a cliff. So, moving on. Today's episode of Good Morning Black Twitter is going to be brought to you by the letter S, as in stop lying on black women. You might have missed it, but there's this thing that's happening where people are claiming that black women are upset and dragging Mike Coulter because his wife is white. You know Mike Coulter. He's that actor who plays Luke Cage on the new show on Netflix. And of course, this thing was started by that sebaceous cyst known as Charlamagne the God on The Breakfast Club. We've talked about Luke Cage before, so I won't really get into it now. But if you want to know my thoughts on Luke Cage, watch episode 27 of Good Morning Black Twitter. Okay, so Charlamagne, host on The Breakfast Club. Mike Coulter, guest on The Breakfast Club. Got it? Let go. So Charlamagne claims that when Mike Coulter was a guest on Wendy Williams' show, black women were mad when they saw the picture of his wife and it turned out she was white. He then had Mike Coulter address the haters. And it would have been one thing if it stopped there, right? But in the age of the internet, whatever stops there. What is stop? The internet doesn't know this word. So we now have these clickbait headlines from blogs around the web talking about Mike Coulter claps back at the haters. Mike Coulter defends his marriage. Luke Cage star responds to criticism of being married to a white woman. And the funniest thing about all of this is, there was never any criticism of Mike Coulter having a white wife. Hilarious. You want me to roll that footage of Mike Coulter on Wendy Williams' show, don't you? You know you want it. Everybody wants it. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage.
Mike is married with a daughter. His daughter's, His daughter is only 11 months old.
You know what? You need it again, don't you? Roll it again.
Mike is married with a daughter. His daughter is only 11 months old.
Did you happen to notice the increase in applause? Like, the audience went from swooning over Mike Coulter's new baby to clapping it up for his wife. Like, somebody even gave a whoop. And mind you, I don't know if you've ever watched Wendy Williams' show before, but she has a pretty diverse mix in her audience. She's got black people, white people, men, women, and everyone in between. But somehow this diverse audience that clapped for Mike Coulter's family became this audience of black women who hated on Mike Coulter's white wife. An ingrown hair named Charlamagne said it, so everybody's running with it instead of taking 2 seconds to fact check before posting that stupid clickbait. Now black women are being lied on for something we didn't even do. Nobody cares about your white wife, bruh. And anyone who did care kept their thoughts and comments to themselves, which is more than can be said for the black men who have everything to say when a black woman is partnered with a white man. Hello, Negro bedwench. There's no black male version of Negro bedwench, but black women are the ones who have a problem with interracial couples. Black men called Kerry Washington a Negro bedwench for being on a show in which she's partnered with a white man, in spite of the fact that her real-life husband is black. This black women hate on my white wife lie is like black men's equivalent of white people claiming that their homes were vandalized with kill whitey by black people. those darn Negroes spray-painted Black Lives Matter all over my church. Didn't happen. Black women were chilling, minding our business, worrying about ourselves when people decided to lie on us. Kick rocks and stop lying on the people who help your ratings. How do you feel about this whole fiasco? Holler at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow on Twitter. And as always, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Let's get this week started right, shall we? Have a good morning, Black Twitter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.